our last message was on the footprints of Satan. And I started out saying that I was a tracker a long time ago. I was a hunting guide, and I tracked all kinds of stuff. I began tracking animals like bugs and lizards and snakes and things like that. And I was basically a professional hunter and a professional guide. And I learned how to track raccoons and lions and bobcats and lizards, snakes, whatever. I'll never forget one time we went to a place over there by above Coyama Valley called Carissa Plains. And I went out there tracking, and I saw a track that wide of a rattlesnake. Wide as a tar track. And it went across the road. And Marilyn said, "Don't go out there. Don't go out there. Don't go out there." Because that track was a deadly track. A death dealing. That animal could deal death.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it probably weighed 20 or 30 pounds. From the size of it, at least, its track of its belly was like that. The curse on the snake, the serpent, the Nahash in the Bible, was that he would walk on his belly, and that's the way a snake. If you ever looked on the glass, a snake walks on its belly. Well, as that snake was walking on its belly, it went across this road and it had soft dirt on it, and here this large track. It was as big as a python or something. Track of the snake. Now, I killed rattlesnakes this tall in my life, and their bodies were like this, and this one here was one of those great big snakes, one of those large snakes. Now, Satan is called the serpent of old in the Bible. Let's go back in time. Time goes all the way back to here, and it ends. No more time from there on. That's what you call eternity. In Hebrew, it's the word olam, and in Greek, it's aistonion tonion. And it means ages upon ages without end. The word olam in Hebrew means to go as far as you can imagine, and that's where eternity begins. Well, out in eternity past, we know in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, it tells us that Satan, when he was created, we're talking about all about Satan now, and we're doing this for you, Charlie.
Thank you.
All about Satan. This is your request, okay? All about Satan. Let's look at him. Now, his name originally was Hillel. And that means the shining one, the glorious one, the light. And he became Satan because God, when he created all spirits, all angels. Now, angels have form. They are clothed beings. Now, spirits are not clothed, so they do not take form. They do not have a form, but they seek to dwell in human or animal flesh. Angels, there are good angels and there are bad angels. Good angels and bad angels. See, good angels, that's your right, isn't it, Charlie? Mm-hmm. Right? Good angels on the right and bad angels on the left. Now, did God create bad angels?
No.
Imagine right here is a circle. And in that circle is like a pie, and there are three divisions of it. Now, there are angels as a definitive term of beings that are clothed. But they have form. Now, there are seraphim and there are cherubim, or cherubs. Cherubs have wings. Okay? And the word cherub means to cover and to protect. And seraphim means like lightning bolts or energy or electricity. Energy. Powerful energy. Now, angels are supernatural, aren't they? What does supernatural mean? We live in the natural world. Do we not? We have three dimensions around us. We have days. We have 24-hour days. Now, in the Old Testament, the years here, the days when God created the earth, God created the earth, it says in Hebrew, it says, Barashit bara Elohim eth hashamayim v'et haaretz. And that translated in English says, in one of the beginnings in eternity past, God created the heavens and the earth. Now in John 1:1 it says, the NRK ain ho logos kai ho logos ain proston theon kai ho logos ain theos. That's Greek. And it's in English, it's very weak. It said NRK, in beginning, not beginnings, not in like Barashit. But in beginning, it says, kept on being ho logos, or the word. Now the word there is a Hebraism from the Hebrew Bible, because every time they came to the name Jehovah, like that, they would say Hadabar, Hadabar, Hadabar. They were afraid to say the name. Because in Genesis, or not Genesis, but Deuteronomy, 20 verse 7, it says, thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. So they were afraid to speak his name, and the name of God is Jehovah. Now that word is something we use, but we don't know how to say it at all, because you can't say the name of Jehovah. It would be something like, yah, that's all. Yah. It starts, it has a rough breathing sound and nothing else. Nothing else. Yah. So, and we don't say that name anyway, because it's a very holy name. And so the Jews wouldn't say it. So they come to that, they say Hashem or Hadabar originally. And now they say Adonai when they come to that name. They will not speak that name. But in John 1:1, it says, in RK ain ho logos. In beginning, the absolutely beginning of time, beginning of eternity past when nothing but God existed, kept on being the Word. And it said the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. He kept on being in the bosom of the Father, because he kept on being God. So when Jesus came into this world, he came through a woman. But in Genesis 3:15, it says that the seed of the woman would overcome the seed of Satan. It says there that Satan would have a son. Satan is the originator of all false religion and all false doctrine and all replacements for the Word of God. The Word of God is the perfect rule of faith and practice. Satan has messed with religion a lot in time. Well, the Bible says in John 1:14, it says, Kaiho logos sarxageto, and the Word, or the Jehovah flesh, he became and dwelt among us. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, that one has led himself out. He laid himself out. Now, Genesis 3:15, it says that the seed of the woman would be the Savior. In Genesis 4:1, it says that the woman thought she had conceived and brought forth the Savior. Who was he? Cain. And what did he do to Abel? He murdered him. He wasn't the Messiah. She said, I've gotten a man, Eth Jehovah. Eth is the sign of direct object in Hebrew. I have gotten a man, even Jehovah. Here's the Savior. Now we're going to be all right. God promises the Savior, so here he's born. But when was he born? In the four Gospels tells us that God overshadowed the woman and brought forth himself. Now, any woman, no woman can pass on the sin nature to a child. Did you know that? No woman can do that. A woman can't do that. So that child, if God would overshadowed any woman and brought forth a child, it would have been a sinless child. It would have been Jehovah. Now, how does a child get the same nature? Through the blood of man. Through the blood of man. Mm-hmm. The blood of man goes into the child, not the woman. The woman does not have any blood in the child at all. It's a man's blood. and it comes to the sperm and the co-joining of man and woman, and that child, the sin nature, comes from the father, not the mother. That's why Jesus could be virgin born, is because the woman cannot pass on the sin nature. And God brought himself into the world as Jesus the Savior, and he has done combat with Satan ever since. First thing happened in Matthew, the 4th chapter, when Jesus started his ministry, what happened? What was the first thing? Satan, Jesus went out into the wilderness and was out there and didn't eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights. And Satan showed up, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And he tempted him. Now Satan. Satan is called Satan. He was called Hillel or Lucifer originally. The word Hillel comes from the Latin Vulgate that Jerome translated. It didn't come from the Hebrew. The Hebrew is Hillel. Lucifer was created a perfect being. In Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, it is beautiful. It talks about a glorious being, that there was no iniquity in him, that he was perfect from the day he was created until sin was found in him. And then it said in Isaiah 14 that he destroyed the heavens and the earth. He tore them up. And then in Genesis, the 1st chapter, we have God reconstructing them. Now there are two Edens in the Bible, aren't there? The Eden of eternity past. That's before time. That's way back yonder. And way back yonder, God planned the plan of salvation before he ever created an angel. Now angels were created with volition. What's volition?
A choice.
A choice. We all make choices, don't we? And most of the choices we make are usually bad. Because of our sin nature, huh? But God made a choice in eternity how to save mankind, how to bring them back. And it wasn't through religion. It was through the blood of his dear son. And that's all. And Satan began to combat with God. God created angels and he created spirits. And then he began to create the heavens and the earth. All the galaxies. There are a lot of them out there, aren't they? Up here in Fish Lake Valley, you can see a lot. And this is basically only our galaxy. But there are many galaxies out there. And then the Bible says that he created all this. And why did he create the angels first? So they could see what God was going to do. See how beautiful it was. Well, Satan was perfect. And how many angels are there?
How many?
Yeah.
You mean the
angels.
Sections?
How many angels are there?
Lots and lots and
millions of angels. Now the Bible says that Satan took 1/3 of the angels with him when he rebelled. It says that he ascended up from the north part of the earth and he ascended to all the atmosphere, that's the first heaven, to the galaxies. And all the stars into the throne of God, into the third heaven, and he tried to overthrow God. And God cast him back to earth, and he destroyed the earth, and then God says that he began to reconstruct the earth after the destruction of Satan. There were two Edens, one, both of them are throne rooms. The one was an eternity past, and the one where God put Adam. You go back to Adam, we're all brothers. We're all of the human race, and the whole human race comes from Adam and Hava or Eve. We all go back that far. Our blood and our lives were in Adam when he was created. Mm-hmm. It says God said he breathed into him the breathings of lives. Now Satan has always opposed God and everything. Adam replaced Satan. And the throne room that God placed him in was a beautiful place. It had three rivers in that Eden. Eden means delicacies. Charlie, do you like eating fine things?
Mm-hmm.
Dainties? The word Eden means dainties. Mm-hmm. It means the food of a king.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it means, the food of a king. You ate some food yesterday that Marilyn had made, some of that mm-hmm. German salad. It was pretty good stuff, I hear.
Yeah.
And chocolate?
And chocolate.
All right, chocolate. and all kinds of stuff. I remember when they first brought the first sugar in from the Middle East into Europe, the kings, only the kings could afford it. And they said they thought it was a miracle food because their little kids would get fat eating this stuff. Yeah. It really won't whoop. And anybody that was fat was healthy back then. You know, women, nobody wanted a skinny woman back then. They wanted fat women because they figured they were healthy. The food of kings, that's what the word Eden comes from. So the first Eden was a palace, a throne room, and the second one was too. Now, after Satan rebelled, he took one-third of the angel forces with him. He was called Satan then. Satan, one who opposes. He's called the devil. And the Spanish word is diabolos. Mm-hmm. And diabolos means dia and balo. It comes from two Greek words, dia and balo. And it means to shoot something through you. It means to kill and murder. That's what the word devil means. It means to, well, you got a .44 Magnum pistol, don't you? Mm-hmm. If you shot somebody right in the middle of the person, that's the word devil. That's what it means. You shot something to them. You destroyed them. You shoot them with a .44 Magnum, they're probably not going to walk off. If you take a spear and throw through somebody, a big spear, they probably won't live. If you shoot an arrow through them, and all that word is diabolos. That means to destroy. We call Apollyon. The name Apollyon. Satan is called Apollyon, which means Apollos. In the Bible, it talked about Apollos. His name was Apollyon. Apollos means destroyer. He's called Beelzebub. Beelzebub was the king of all the flies. The flies were considered evil because they brought disease. And he's called Belial. He's called the old serpent, like back in the book of Genesis. He's called the adversary. Does Satan ever oppose you? You better believe he opposes you and everything that we do and everything with it. Every government in the world has angels behind them. Did you know that?
No.
They have spirits and angels behind every government. The book of Daniel says that every government has angels and spirits over it, and that's why that we have so much social, economic, and spiritual and political corruption in the world is because of Satan's influence in the world. Why is the America was called the breadbasket of the world where everybody came here to have freedom? Why is America in such upheaval today? Because of Lucifer. Because of Satan. He's in politics. He's in religion. Every war in the world that's ever been fought has been fought over politics or religion, hasn't it? How many millions of people have died over politics and religion?
Oh, the Civil War.
The Civil War in America. And both of them were praying to God on both sides. And every time a Muslim kills somebody and blows himself up, he says, Allah Akbar. Allah is greater than Jehovah. He's called the old serpent. He's called the adversary. He's called the anointed cherub. Because Satan has wings. He was very beautiful. He's not ugly. He doesn't have a tail and a pitchfork in his hand. He's beautiful. That's the world's idea of Satan. He's called the deceiver of the whole world. He's called the angel of the bottomless pit. You know that when the angels sinned, some of them were so powerful that God had to put them in a bottomless pit, in jail. At the end of the church age that we live in today, there's going to be a great tribulation period come upon this earth. And during that 7-year tribulation period, God is going to allow Satan to let his friends out of the bottomless pit and turn them loose on earth. And some of them are going to look like scorpions. And some of them are going to have the form of a locust. And they're going to devour everything. They're going to kill men. The Bible in John, the 8th chapter, calls Satan the murderer, a murderer, and the father of lies. He calls him a roaring lion. Charlie, have you ever seen a roaring lion?
Yeah.
Seeking whom they may devour. That's it. Now, these cats out here are little miniature lions. Yeah. If those cats weighed 250 pounds, you would be food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'd be food. What do they do? What does a cat do?
They hunt.
That cat, my cat out here, Smokey, was on top of my car this morning looking out over this whole place. She's looking like this. seeking whom she may devour. And she'll run out there and get her at least one chipmunk a day. At least one a day. Mm-hmm. If a mouse is moving, a lizard is moving, anything out there, and that is a type. The Bible says Satan is like that. He's always walking to and fro on earth seeking whom he may devour. He's called the son of the morning. He's called the prince of demons. He's called the wicked one. Every wicked deed in the world was originated by Satan. But God sent his son into the world, made of a woman, made under the law, at the right time to redeem us all. And there is nothing else in this world that's going to redeem you. No religion in the world will redeem you. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? You come to the Lord. It says, the Bible says, that we confess our sins to him. That we pray in Jesus' name and ask him to forgive us for our sins and repent of our sins and ask him to save us forevermore. Our Father, we thank you this day for this message from your word. You said in John the 3rd chapter, for God so loved the world, for you so loved the world that you gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we know that Satan is real. He is not imagination. He's not just a spiritual force. He is for real. And one day he will be thrown in the bottomless pit and eternal hellfire. Father, we send this message out today, all about Satan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.